Hello.
Hi everyone. Ooh. Well, I just rapped it really loudly. Hi everyone.
Hi guys.
We're driving back.
We seem to be doing lots of drives with us recently.
Because that's, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, so convenient.
So convenient. We are spending 45 minutes in the car with each other.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So it's
we are great really conversationalists, but sometimes you don't have things to say.
And yeah, it really helps. It's very handy. So I hope you don't mind if we're back in the car.
Back in the car. I wonder if they even notice. Like, I feel like you probably couldn't tell unless we say.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Yeah, let's kick off with
the words. Do you want to start with me?
I'll start. What I actually pre-wrote, so red light, guys.
Why do you pop the... Oh, is that not working anymore?
No, it tilts. What I want is, I want to know what I want to do with my career. I think very niche, and it's a bad, because also the excitement of life is the not knowing, but I think if you know what you want to do, you shouldn't take that for granted.
So true.
Because my brother always knew he wanted to be a civil engineer, did a civil engineering for a year, didn't like it, does electrical engineering. Like, he knew he wanted to go into engineering.
Knew the field,
but
yeah.
I don't have a clue.
I agree, there's a good and a bad side to it, because you're kind of a bit more sort of free to float around and figure it out, and you might just fall into something you love that you might not have even knew about beforehand. But what a blessing it would be to wake up when you, well, not wake up.
When you're 12 and be like, I want to do that.
I want to be this and stick with it.
I think it's just, it gives you more of a drive.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I know I want to be, I don't know, director of engineering here.
Yeah.
So I think it shouldn't be taken for granted at all. Yeah, I just think you don't realise how lucky...
Sorry, these are indicating as well.
I can't let both of them in. I'm not bloody
no,
God.
Don't do that.
I've never said that before. Not bloody God. But yeah, that would be mine. I just think it gives you more of a drive, because now I'm like, well, what do I want to do? Like, I want to be a director, but I don't know what of.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to be a director? Is that just an example, or do you want to be a director?
Like, not a movie director.
Yeah.
Like, director in the hierarchy.
Wow, fair enough.
I would like to be, yeah.
Very good. Well, there you go. That's a bit of direction.
Yeah, but it's like...
I know what you mean. It's a strange one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because loving something for your whole life is really cool, but also you might get bored of it. You might get bored of it because you've done it forever.
Anyway. Life is a highway. I won't ride it on alone. Sorry, that just reminded me then of that little... Anyway, sorry, what's your word, W?
My one this week is I want to be more skilled at Excel. I use it all the bloody time and I'm still confused. It's so hard. Like, I can get the basics. I can do your pluses, your minuses, your multiplications. I can do that stuff. But I want to be able to be an Excel whiz. I want to be good at it. And people be like, oh, can you put this in an Excel for me and know how to do it? Because somebody asked me for some data today and it took me absolutely ages to get it in the format that I wanted it to.
Could you not? Who was texting? Could you not do like a course?
Yeah, I could. I've done a course once before and it still confused me. Ooh. I still didn't learn very much, but yeah, I should probably try another one. That's it's something I want to do and I will just do it. I need to do another course and find some time to do it. But it's just, it really hit me today when I was like, bloody hell, I wish I was good at this and I was much quicker.
But also, we've only been in our jobs, like 10 months, which is terrifying to say, but equally, we're going to be working for years and years, like, it'll take time.
Yeah.
Like, life is a highway.
Life is a highway.
And I want to ride it all night long.
What are you obsessed with this week?
Jewellery.
Nice.
Specifically, Pinterest jewellery.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you mean by Pinterest jewellery?
I'm the holiday jewellery Pinterest, you know.
Yeah.
The thick, I'm really, you guys can't see this, but I'm really moving with my hands as I say this. Like the thick, chunky jewellery with the charms and the colours and the,
nice.
The fun. Obviously my want last time was that pearl necklace.
Yeah.
Still wanting that. Not been second payday yet, so, and we are scraping the barrels this month.
We bloody
so
are.
I am begging to be paid right now. Like
what have we even done this month? I feel we haven't done that much significant stuff, but wow, I feel like I've run out of money. And we're not even like that close to payday. It's not like
we get paid next week.
Oh yeah, okay. Still, there's a whole another week. We only have 4 weeks of pay. Like, what the hell's happened this month? I don't really know. Sorry,
it worse because I don't want to take money out of my savings.
Yeah.
But then I also know that that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Like, and also, what am I, genuinely, I'm saving for not a lot right now. Saving for the sake of it.
Yeah.
I may as well enjoy the time I have
right now
and take my money out of my savings.
We are not financial advisors, guys.
Just remember, we are 19-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Thank you and good luck. Yeah. So, but I really want the next, but it's still coming soon. But then our friend Katie, shout out Kat, I was speaking to her on the weekend because she's also bought jewellery previously from this brand, and she says that sometimes the gems fall out. So I don't know if she had dodgy pieces or if it's the nature, and she was saying maybe you should get the pendant and the necklace instead of the funky necklace.
Right.
And it's just kind of blown my head into pieces even more, honestly.
Fair enough.
But anyway, obsession, jewellery. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm obsessed with book recommendations. Not necessarily books. I wouldn't go as far as that because, as we have said many, many times, we're not very good at the reading thing. We're trying very, very, very hard, but we're not very good at it. It takes us a while. But I'm loving hearing people's book recommendations.
Yeah.
For some reason, I've just had lots of conversations recently about books. Now, has it led me to buy any of them? No. Have I read any more than I normally would? No. But I like the idea of it, and I like having conversations about books. It makes me feel really educated.
Yeah.
I
like recommending a book to someone.
Yes, me too, which is what I did today.
Oh, really?
I contributed to the conversation with my own recommendation, and I just feel like, I feel like a big-brained girl having conversations about books. Still targets. We're still going to try and get a bit more reading going on, but I'm obsessed with having these conversations.
I didn't actually quote on it, but Emily got in the car before with a fat book in her hand.
You didn't comment on that. So a lady today, she was going to drop some books off at the charity shop, and she said, does anybody want to have a rummage through? And I thought, yeah, hit me with it. And I brought home an absolute whopper of a book that I'll probably just put on my shelf and not read, because I would say it's 800 pages. I haven't even looked yet, but it is one chunky book. I can't even remember what it's called.
That would take you over the baggage limit on holiday.
It really would. It's called The President's Daughter. Do you want to know who wrote it? Bill bloody Clinton.
Is it an autobiography?
No. It's a thriller.
Oh!
He's one of two authors. I have never seen a book by two people. Well, that's a lie. I have.
Oh, yeah.
But two authors, and one of them's Bill Clinton. And why would I put his name on it then?
No, I mean, like, not ghostwriter, but surely he didn't write it.
Well, that was my first question. I said, did Bill Clinton actually write this? And she said, yes.
That's what I could. It's gone worse out of the day. It's been rubbing on my shirt.
So I was really, really baffled by that. But I probably won't get around to reading it. But if anybody's read it, The President's Daughter, pass on the feedback. Is it worth reading it? Because it is big. It is one hefty,
mega
hefty book.
Fat with a pH.
She is fat with a pH.
So my recommendation this week,
mm-hmm,
is it's similar to books.
Okay.
But my recommendation is reading, but then I'm going to take it on a wider scale and say, we're in August. If you think I want to do something, do it now.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, in the presence of, I've been saying for ages to Em, I really want to become fluent in Spanish.
You have?
I've known this since GCSE Spanish lessons, because I did GCSE Spanish. I'm like, I want to become fluent. So I'm going to sign myself up to night classes, and I'm going to pay to become fluent in Spanish.
Love it.
Because at the end of the day, it will help me in my career.
Yeah.
It'll help me go on holiday when I'm in Spain.
Yep.
And it'll just help me in day-to-day life. Like, I can meet a Spanish man. How gorgeous is that?
Yeah, it's a lifelong skill.
Yeah, and it's just an extra notch on my belt.
Yeah.
That's not quite right.
No, I feel like it is.
Yeah, it's just an extra little medal, isn't it? It's an extra gem in my... It's an extra...
It's an extra puzzle to the piece.
It's an extra star in my galaxy.
love that. Speaking of Stars in the Galaxy, neither of us watched the meteor shower last night, but apparently there was a really big meteor shower. For reference, guys, it's the 13th of August today. So yes,
this will be out in a couple of days, that.
Yeah, so on the, let's hope you're all listening to this as it comes out. But on Monday, there was was it Monday yesterday? Yeah. There was a meteor shower overnight. I have to say, we both just stayed in bed, didn't really pay attention. But I've heard that it wasn't that significant and you couldn't really see very much. So I'm glad we kept our sleep.
I think the night before was a bit better.
But did it come off two nights?
Sunday, yeah.
Do you want to know what also I learned today? It happens every year. Didn't know that either, and now I don't feel as bad that I slept through it. Apparently it's a yearly thing, but it was particularly good this year because of how good the weather's been, that it's clear skies. You can only see it if the skies are clear, but it does happen every year.
On, we'll obviously touch on our past weekend in a moment, but we went to Lake District with some friends, and we actually had we saw the night sky on one of the nights, and it was beautiful.
It was
under stars.
Under stars.
Under stars. But yeah, so my recommendation would be to, we're over halfway through the year now. If you're thinking, God, my goal was to go to the gym and I've not been to the gym once, put your trainers on and go to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean anything just because we're halfway through the year. It doesn't mean that. And I think people think, like, oh, I'm only young, like, I don't need to, like, have everything sorted out. And you don't. But I think that doesn't mean you shouldn't try and get things together.
Young brains are more moldable.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? Moldable, yeah. So if skills are much better to learn when you're younger.
Yeah, and if you say to yourself, oh, I'm lazy, my brother used to always say, if you want the hardest job doing, you get a lazy person to do it, because they will find the quickest way to do it. So if you want to learn a new language and you're saying, like, oh, I'm lazy, no, that's not an excuse. You should get your books out and sign yourself up for some classes.
Yeah.
Because you will learn it quicker than someone who's really interested in it, because you want to get in and out as quick as you can.
Yep. I hear that.
Done, baby?
Should I do my recommend first?
Oh, sorry. Yes, sorry.
I recommend to take more pictures. I feel like we've had this one before. I'm not sure when, but we were discussing it this weekend. We were like, we should take more pictures. But it's the balance of taking more pictures but being more present was the conversation we were having this weekend. It's a very tricky balance, because to take more pictures you need to be on your phone. But I think taking pictures and being present is possible. Having pictures is so nice. I love looking back through my camera roll, so I need to take more pictures because it's getting a bit dry at the minute.
I think I like pictures that are kind of a silly thing to say, almost, but you know, pictures where they're just very much so, like,
of the moment,
of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would also, on top of Emily's recommendation,
shared album.
We are really, anytime we go on a night out, we do anything with our friends, we create a shared album now, and it is honestly one of my most favorite things.
It is, like, brilliant. It's so handy and it's so easy. You can literally just whack all your pictures in it, done. Everyone else does the same, all your pictures are together. It's great, would recommend.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's, like, so nice as well, because you just have all these pictures then of different people's point of views of the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, dumb moment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been having a bit of a dumb life at the moment.
Oh, did you say that?
Our past weekend, oh my God, I am battered and bruised. So, Friday night, we go in our friend's house back onto a lake. We go in the lake. In the dark. Me and two of other of our friends, and Emily and our other friend is in front. And they go past this rock, and it's pitch black, you can't see it from there. Oh, watch out for that big rock. At that same time, I step on the rock and slip down the front of it, and I've got bruises all over my shins. I've got a really bad cut at the bottom of my wrist, which doesn't sound bad, but trust me, this bad boy is sore, like, he's really sore.
Yeah, is it actually... Need to make sure that's not infected.
Just saying.
Yeah, probably should actually. It's a bit red, isn't it? For a couple day old cut.
I don't know if it's been because it's been rubbing against my shirt all day. It wasn't like that this morning.
Right.
And I've got a shirt on today, guys. A blouse. So yeah. And then my other dumb moment was also on the weekend. We borrowed Katie's bike. Emily was on a scooter. Slay.
I was.
And I was on one of these electric bikes, and they're really heavy. And at one point we stopped, and then I tried to get back on it, and the bike fell on me, and I've got a black bruise on my thigh.
You are a bit battered and bruised, aren't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you will not be seeing me in a skirt for the foreseeable. That's for sure. What's your dumb moment?
My dumb moment occurred last night.
Oh, she's fresh.
We were at the cinema, and we got there late, so it was dark. The film had actually slightly started, but we think we only missed about 10 seconds.
Oh, we only missed her driving. Ask for it.
Ah, brilliant. Driving where?
The funeral.
Ah, okay. So we were at the cinema, a bit late, dark, couldn't see where we were going, although I knew we were sat on the top row, because who doesn't pick the top row at the cinema? I love the top row, always sit up there. Start walking up the stairs, and I just overestimated how the size of the stairs, and thought they, no, I under, I don't
you
know under, which one my
you underestimated the size
yeah,
of the stairs.
Yeah, I thought it was bigger than it was, so I went to take a step up, and the steps were tiny, and I slipped, and just basically, not actually fell, but almost fell.
And I was just laughing behind
her. Yeah, and I was just too embarrassed, because we were about two rows up, and we started to clamber our way to the top, so I just turned around to realise,
it was a full cinema.
Should we
as well.
Just sit here? There were some seats at the bottom, and I thought, let's just sit down.
And the seats were actually decent,
yeah,
like, they were good.
I just couldn't be arsed then getting myself back up, and having to walk past everybody, because we entered through the door at the bottom right of the cinema. We were sat top left, and I thought, let's just
to
sit
cut
down.
Across everyone.
Yeah.
Oh,
goals.
I forgot that was
there.
Did you say goals?
Cones.
Oh, cones.
I don't know why I keep speaking like this at the minute. I keep going real and all of them, saying things like cones, even though it's not.
I think Katie does it.
It's
she?
Just quite fun. Okay, that's our dumb moments. Song?
This has stumped me today.
Really?
I'm sorry, this is very odd for me, but I don't have a song of the week.
Artist, maybe? Any artist you've been listening to recently?
I've just kind of been listening to the same music, and it's just kind of, I'm not, like, I've found, like, Emily will touch on this, but she's been away recently, and I was driving by myself, and I found that I just have a random playlist on and just drive, and, like, it would be on full blast, but I wouldn't sing along, I wouldn't enjoy it, I'd just drive, which is really, really sad.
That's
isn't it?
That's really sad.
Now I'm only just realising how sad it is.
Why didn't you go for a podcast or something?
Because it makes me feel sad sometimes when I'm sat in the car by myself and there's two people having a joke on the podcast.
Wow, I love a podcast when I'm on my own. Wait, but you always listen to a podcast on your own.
Yeah, but not in the car.
Well, fair enough.
I wouldn't say I've been in a slump. Like, I've not had a rain cloud over me. I just think that I've just been a bit, you know.
Fair enough, you know, you have those times.
Yeah. That was
depressing.
Well,
we need to get you a fresh playlist, clearly.
Yeah, can we get your playlist,
switch
please?
It up. Yeah, I'm not very good at making playlists, but I will try my best.
Oh, yeah.
So my song is the new Central Cee song. Sorry, no, it's a bit controversial. No, we don't like
it.
I know we don't like Central Cee at the minute, but
why not? Oh, because I'm mad.
Yeah, no, we don't like
it. He still makes good music.
Yeah, but it's an absolute banger of a song. When our children ask us how do we meet, tell them Gen Z love, FYP love. I would really recommend it. And he always makes short songs, which I appreciate, because you can just get through them quite quickly.
Mm.
And they're always quite catching.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, new Central Cee song, Gen Z love. I don't know if I actually said the name, but there you go.
That's
our words. That was lovely. So, we want to just talk a little bit about the film we saw last night.
Drum roll, please. It Ends With Us.
Shocker. We went to see It Ends With Us. It's one of the only few books that we have both loved.
Read and thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah.
I also think it's because it's probably one of the only books that we've read that then turned into a movie.
We loved it before we knew about the movie.
Yeah, I mean, but we've been, like, kind of very present the whole time it was said it was going to be a movie. Like, we followed it.
Oh, right, I'm with you. So we watched the film because we...
We love the book.
Yeah, right, okay, I'm with you.
Oh, my God, that car has my initials on it! Let me speed up so you can see it.
Oh, yeah! Oh, lovely.
Sorry, guys, got really excited then.
we went to see It Ends With Us last night. We'll try not to do any spoilers. We'll just give a bit of a...
How
summary.
We felt.
Yeah.
Emily cried throughout the whole thing.
I cried throughout the whole bloody thing.
Yeah.
I don't really know why.
I cried at one little point, because of a foot, and that was it.
Yeah. I felt we need more explanation than a foot. It was a baby's foot.
A baby was just born. She and it was a really emotional time for the characters.
Yeah.
And then the baby's little foot appeared, and yeah. I started crying.
Yeah. And I didn't really stop crying, did I? As soon as I hit... Well, I probably didn't start crying. I didn't start
20, 30 minutes in, I'd say.
Yeah, but then from then on, I just cried the whole time.
Looked over and Emily's cheeks were sobbing.
The thing is, I think what made it worse is because I knew what was coming. So, like, even the happy times... I was like, oh, I know what's coming. So it was just making me cry. And then and then the sad times came and I cried even more.
Yeah.
But I actually enjoyed it more than I thought it would, because I think film adaptations of books never hit the same as the book. It's never going to be as good.
They don't always hit the same, do they? Like,
no.
I would say All the Bright Places book. I love the book, mm-hmm. but I think that movie is the worst thing I've ever watched in my entire life.
Yeah.
I feel so passionate about this.
Yeah.
Because it's disgusting. They did that book so dirty.
It's a brilliant book. It's such a good book.
It's an incredible book, and it's a lengthy book.
Yeah.
It needs a lengthy movie. It needed the same finance that It Ends With Us had.
It didn't need a 90-minute Netflix show. No. Like, that was the vibe.
It would have been better as a part... It would have been better as a limited series.
Yes.
That would have hit. What annoyed me the most was that the characters they chose... The actors they chose to play the characters didn't even look like how they were described in the book.
Yeah.
That's what annoyed me the most. It's that almost like the people who are writing it haven't watched it, haven't read the book.
Yeah.
And then they miss out vital parts of the love story.
Yeah.
Which makes the characters them. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, well, you've missed out a whole chunk of information which explains why they are the way they are.
Because I even cried at that book. I think crying at a book is quite difficult, but the All the Bright Places book I cried at that book. Yeah. So... they just really did not hit nail on the head.
No, I did not shed one tear at the film. Only tears of disgust.
Only tears of disgust. But It Ends With Us, incredible. I feel like, was close enough to the book. Like, there was a few key details missed.
But they didn't add anything new in, which I appreciate.
Yeah. They followed the storyline right, but they took out bits. Which, to be honest, it didn't take away from the film.
No.
Like, if you hadn't read the book, the film would be amazing.
Yeah.
I would say we both said that, actually. But just don't think Blake Lively was the right choice, and I'm gonna stand by it. She played the role well, but the film did not need a famous face to be good,
and yeah,
it felt a bit forced to put Blake Lively in it. I love Blake Lively as a actress. I just don't think she was right for the film. Particularly because the other two weren't, like, she's very famous. Like, I know that the Justin Baldoni guy, he's quite famous as well.
I've never seen that man who played Atlas before.
Exactly. So I feel like if you're going to go with a famous face, do a famous cast, not Blake Lively and randomers. Like, because then it just didn't really... It just emphasised the fact that Blake Lively should not be there.
Mm-hmm. I was scared that it would become the Blake Lively film.
Yeah.
Especially because... we were sat... where were we?
What do you mean?
We were in the Lake District, and there was a bus that drove past, and on the side it said, It Ends With Us, it had a picture of Blake Lively, and it just said her name.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's an incredible book. Like, it got a sequel to it.
Yeah.
Like, it does not need her name on it.
Yeah.
I think she played the role very well.
She did play
I think
play
she
well.
Played the role incredibly well. I think they did a dirty on her hair.
Yeah, we did.
I said this to her, if her hair was had some hair oil in it and was cut a bit shorter, I think she would have
looked more like Lily.
So much better. I think they did her dirty with her hair for starters. And I just think, like, they could have done it. Yeah, I think having a nobody almost would have worked almost as fine.
Yeah, agreed. But in general, we came out and we were like, wow, good film. It was more when we were like, oh, wait, but this happened in the book, that we were like, ooh, okay, breaking it down a bit more. But in general, oh, good spot. I did not see that.
At least they're not pulling me over.
Uh-huh. anyway, police car just went past us, guys. Yeah. Although, what kind of police?
That's an undercover police.
It's a
Wrangler.
Yeah, random car. Anyway.
It might have dogs in it.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Anyway, that's our brief summary. We're not going to spoil it for anyone and give any details, but it was, I would say watch it.
I'd watch it four times over as well.
Definitely. Like
I could see myself on a Friday night in the middle of December watching that with some sweets in bed.
Definitely.
Like, even though I like the book, I would still watch that again and again.
And I feel like the more, if we watched it again, we would...
We'd appreciate it more.
Yeah, and we'd sort of understand Blake Lively more because you're then associating her more with the film.
And I guess you can say, like, oh, she wasn't the right character, but you've got to think of it from a money point of view. In order to promote the film, like, you can say from the the best-selling book, like New York Times number one bestseller.
Yeah.
That means nothing to a lot of people if you've not read the book.
Yeah, true.
But to a lot of people, be like, Blake Lively's got this new movie out.
Yeah.
It looks really good. It was a really successful book. Let's go watch it. That has more emphasis on people
who haven't read the book.
But yeah, so I understand it. But I did think it was very good, yeah.
Yeah.
Would recommend to a friend.
Same.
What else were we on? Tell us about Dubai.
Oh, so I've been on holiday, guys.
Went to Dubai.
It was really, really nice. Had a really chill time. Went with my family. Nothing really exciting to report, really. It was nice and sunny. I got my boyfriend to do a TikTok with us, with me even. And that made it onto the podcast TikTok. So if you want to go and have a look at that, he officially is now, you got a face to the name when we talk about him. But yeah, it was just like so nice to just kind of switch off for a bit, not really do very much exciting things, just chill. Met some family friends out there who were also there at the same time, and it was just really nice. I feel like when you have such a build up to a holiday as well, like going quite a long time without going away, it's like, oh, like shut off, don't need to think about work. And it was kind of a busy period for me at work prior to, like, I know we were both saying, like, work was getting better, it was getting busier, it was getting more responsibilities, which is great, still enjoying that. But when you switching off is so much nicer, so much more rewarding. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was super fun. Not got loads to update on, but yeah, it was nice.
She came out with a nice glow.
Thanks. And we went away.
God, you look really tanned, Emma.
Thank you. We went away last weekend with the girls as well. We did a Lake District trip, which was so fun. And I topped up my tan even more there. I actually burned more in the Lake District than I did in Dubai. So the UK summer really hit this weekend.
Yeah, and it's currently raining.
Yeah, it is currently raining. I don't know if you can hear the rain. I do like the sound of rain.
Yeah.
I love the sound of rain, but I'm not enjoying it right now, seeing as we were having such a nice weekend. But apparently it's going to be sunny again this weekend.
Probably. I don't mind it if it's rainy in the week and sunny on the weekend. Because, like, I'm free on the weekend.
Yeah, true.
I don't mind it. But, yeah, I don't know. I think, it was nice. You had a nice trip, didn't you?
Yeah. So that's kind of where we've been at with life recently.
Yeah, not got many updates.
Yeah.
Work is work. I had an interesting conversation. There are some interns at my work at the moment. It's their final week, and an interesting discussion with them. They were talking about how they think they had their time again, they'd do an apprenticeship, and that they think we're better off, and kind of these different things. And I said, I was like, I actually disagree with you slightly. They're like,
really?
And I was like, I'm happy with the decision I made. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm happy with my decision. But I would say equally, I don't think apprenticeships should be taken as an easy route, because they're not.
Yes, like, yeah. Was that what they were trying to
say? Yeah, they were kind of, I don't think they meant it that way, mm-hmm. but they were also trying to say, oh, uni, you know, it's a lot with all this work and whatever, and apprenticeships are just an easy route. And I would happily argue with someone and disagree.
Definitely.
Because I would say apprenticeships are so much harder. Like, I'm not doing a degree, but if with them, she's doing a degree and that's 20 times harder. But I think, and you've got the politics of the workplace involved, and you've got a full-time job, and I think, as we've said before, we're lucky that people do treat us seriously.
Yeah.
But equally, we've had people that aren't.
Yeah.
And I think you can be 30 and a 50-year-old won't take you seriously.
Yeah. But it just emphasises even more when you're 19 and a 50-year-old doesn't treat you seriously.
Yeah, exactly. And you really feel it, I think, as well, when you know someone's treating you a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of know when they're looking at you in a way and they're kind of, like, diminishing you ever so slightly. Mm-hmm. You just kind of, like, shut up. Like, stop.
Yeah, I feel like that's quite often a throwaway comment. Like, oh, if I have my time again, I'd do an apprenticeship. And it's interesting when you actually speak to someone about why, like, why are you, why do you think that? What do you think would change, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Because it does always feel like you've always got to fight your case. This is why we did it. This is why we think it's good, which is fine. I like that what we do isn't always
conventional,
and it doesn't mean that it was harder than any other choice or easier than any other choice. But yeah, it's always an interesting conversation to explain.
Definitely. And I would just say, like, anyone who's going into an apprenticeship soon, like, I feel like we're probably bitching about it ever so slightly, but we're not. Like, as I said, I wouldn't. If I had my time again, I'd choose this time and time again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy with my decision. But I would say that it's not going to be easy. Like, it's taken us months to settle in.
Yeah.
And I think you might always feel a bit, I think, until you find people who are your age in your teams,
yeah,
you might always feel a little bit like the odd one out.
Yeah.
But that isn't a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it means you can just stand out a bit more and, like, get your head down maybe a little bit and, like, actually work harder to be somewhere where you are happy being.
Yeah.
God, I'm really letting the team down today. I feel like I'm really depressed.
Hey, no.
Am I sounding depressed?
No, you don't sound depressed. You're fine. I'm not saying you have to be fine. Always do that at these lights. I never expect them to change.
They just change like that, and you're like, God. Oh, yeah.
So one of the not-so-big perks of an apprenticeship is summer holidays.
The fact that you don't get a lot of leave.
Don't get them. Which is, obviously we knew going into it, we're not going to have a summer holiday. But this is our first time not having a summer holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say summer holiday one more time? I feel like I said about seven times in that sentence. So we wanted to talk about how we are dealing with the fact that it currently is a summer holiday, but we're not off. And it's a very strange sort of
feeling
because you just kind of breeze through it. And a lot of people that are around you at work take it off. So it's not like it's forgotten about because we work, because a lot of people have children and they'll take time off or just go on holidays this time of year. So it's still very prominent that the summer holidays are happening. It's not really like that they just stop because you're not in school anymore. They're still a thing. People still think, oh, it's the summer holidays.
Also, you've got roads so much quieter.
Yes, which is fab, actually.
Like, I didn't realise, the way back doesn't matter to us. Like, that's always busy. But I think, like, the way to work is considerably quieter.
Definitely. We've been getting to work in, like, 40 minutes, and it normally takes us 50.
Oh, so maybe an hour.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
Yeah, so that's really nice.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Eliza about this the other day, and I was saying how I feel like we should still really emphasise the fact that this is the summer holidays. Like, it's not going to feel the same, but actually, your friends are around. You can do things in the evenings. You can do things in the weekends. The weather's generally better this time of year. Like, making the most of the time around work is super important to sort of remember that you can still be 19 and work.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's really easy to let the summer holidays just kind of go when you start working. Mm. Because also, like, now we have leave, holidays are cheaper at different times of year. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of, your holidays just don't fall in the same way anymore. But we've still got to remember that we're 19. Just because we're working doesn't mean that we shouldn't get our summer holidays still. It's just a different style.
Yeah, I agree. I think you can still have a summer and enjoy summer just because you're at work 8:30 till 4:30
yeah,
doesn't make a difference. I think we're lucky with our friends as well. they appreciate the fact that we're working.
Yeah.
So, like, if they ever want to plan anything, it'll be evenings or weekends, which they always try and do, which I do appreciate a lot.
And I think also, like, a lot of people come home from uni and things and have a job or have things to do or go on holidays and things like that. So schedules are always going to clash. Your schedule just looks different than it did this time last year. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And I think it's one of those things that I remember when we first started, we were like, oh my God, like, we're not going to have summer holidays. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not that deep.
Yeah, it's not that deep. I think it just can sometimes get away from you that your evenings and your weekends are still free and that you can still use them. And it's just making sure you do, because otherwise I think it can become quite overwhelming being at work all the time and not sort of having that break and using it, because it's sometimes so boring in the evenings as well, being like, oh, I've just had a full day of work and I'm home and now I've got nothing to do. You have quite a lot of time that you just kind of don't use, and you don't always need to, but it's nice to remember that it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I'd say as well, like, summer's time to relax, and like any time of time, yes, time to relax, but like, just because it's summer and you're working, don't think I need to do something every night all the time. Like, equally, just relax, like, take it day by day. Just fill your weekend with people and doing things that you love.
Yeah.
And that's all you can really ask for.
Yeah. So we just kind of wanted to, sort of highlight for anyone who's feeling like the summer holidays aren't real anymore.
Just, like, running away from you.
Yeah. Or like it's coming to the time where you're not going to have holidays anymore. That doesn't take away from the fact that your life is still yours and you can do what you want with your time, just because it's a bit more structured and you sort of have to take the time, not just have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there.
Yeah. Shall we have a quote?
Yeah, we'll finish it up here. I found a little quote and it says, "You will get there, but right now you are here and here is wonderful." Oh, isn't that nice?
Lovely.
I feel like that just kind of reflects on how you can get a bit run away with time, which you're here right now. It's the right time.
I think in like career, uni, friendships, wherever you are, places, like geographically, you know, you might be like, oh God, like I want to be in London, for example. Well, you're not there right now, so just enjoy where you are.
Enjoy it whilst you're here. And that's all we've got for you.
Yeah, well, we'll love you and leave you.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Hope you've all enjoyed the episode and you're having a nice day.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you later,
alligators.
Hopefully
the sun's out when you're listening to this, because it's a bit rainy.
Yeah. But you know what it is almost?
What?
Gilmore Girls season.
It is almost cool. Lots of things about autumn have been coming up on my TikTok recently.
Autumn,
yeah.
Nice.
It's been becoming a bit autumnal.
Yes, I can feel it in the air.
Although I'm not quite ready for it yet. I'm enjoying the warm weather.
Yeah, I want a few more weeks of beaches and sun, and then I'll be ready to get my big scarf out again.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.